We turn now to China and a very different kind of change happening there. Sales of electric vehicles are booming. That's good for a country with a big pollution problem and, until recently, not many clean cars on the road. But they've quickly become a bright spot for China's economy, which has been sliding. Our colleague David Green spoke with NPR Shanghai correspondent Frank Langfitt to find out what's driving the trend.
Why are these sales of these kinds of cars just booming at the moment?
Well, it's really interesting to see what the government's been doing to make this happen. First of all, just to go to the numbers, 170,000 of these electric cars and plug-in hybrids through October. That's three times what sales were last year already. And in Shanghai, their wait lists up to 6 months. And put this in some perspective, you don't want to overhype this. It's less than 1% of the overall market here. But China's now easily set to pass the U.S. as the biggest market for electrics and hybrids. And basically, the government has wanted to make this change. They are very concerned about the quality of air. They're concerned about congestion on the roads. And they also want to help Chinese electric car makers.
And all of this, it sounds like, has happened very, very quickly.
It is a big, big change. I remember maybe 3 or 4 years ago out having some beers with some American auto execs, and I was looking for stories, and I asked about electric vehicles because it would, you know, would be a good story if they were taking off here. And they all said, really, the market was mostly dead. And the big problem, of course, is there's no infrastructure to charge these cars. What the government's been doing, though, is offering these really great discounts, and people are flocking to the cars right now in a way that they weren't before.
What are some of the deals? I mean, are we thinking of the kinds of car advertisements that we see in here in the U.S.?
No, much, much better, actually. Do you remember there was this electronics store called Crazy Eddie's back in the 70s and the 80s, and they had these wild commercials, and they would say, his prices are insane. The Communist Party is now the Crazy Eddie of electric vehicles. And I would have actually gotten one if I could. I don't have a Shanghai residency permit, so only I think mostly Chinese people can get one. But my assistant Yang just bought one.
And Yang is with you, right, as I understand it?
He is. He's sitting right next to me.
Hi, David.
So what kind of car did you buy, and how good a deal did you get?
I bought a hybrid model from a Chinese car maker called BYD, and it stands for Build Your Dreams. I paid $24,000 for the car, and that's 30% off the sticker price. But I paid no purchase tax, and the best thing that comes with the car is a free Shanghai license plate, which is worth $13,000.
What? Wait, a license plate costs $13,000?
Yes.
And I complain about going to the DMV here. I mean, why does the license plate cost so much?
Because the license plate is incredibly valuable here. It allows me to drive the elevated highways during rush hour. That's a way for the city government to control congestion by limiting the number of cars on the highways. Without the plate, I would have to crawl along the surface streets in Shanghai.
Avoiding traffic is a big deal. I can understand now why you're this means building your dreams, Yang. But let me ask you about the hard thing, which is the charging. Frank mentioned that it's really hard to charge these vehicles. I mean, I've visited Frank in Shanghai. I know there's skyscrapers and high rises. Where exactly do you charge this thing?
I have to admit that charging the car is really a hassle. Every time I do it, I have to lower an extension cord from my apartment, which is on the 11th floor.
That's a long extension cord, Yang.
Oh, yeah. It's very long and it's really heavy. It takes 7 hours to charge the car, and the car can drive 40 miles on one charge. But fortunately, I don't have to charge the car every day. But I do expect that the infrastructure for these kind of vehicles will get better over time, because Chinese government has planned to build 12,000 charging stations by the year 2020.
Well, Yang, thanks for telling us about your car purchase. Hey, Frank, let me just ask you. I mean, it sounds like the government has, as you said, a lot of reasons to get people buying these new energy vehicles. I mean, are they going to be offering deals like this for the foreseeable future?
Well, Shanghai's hinting that it'll keep doing it, but obviously these kind of giveaways can't go on forever. And the hope is, just as in the United States, you know, you try to jumpstart demand by offering these great deals and create interest, and then hopefully over time, people will start buying them even after the discounts go away.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt and also his news assistant, Yang Zhuo, in Shanghai. Thank you both.
Happy to do it, David.
Thank you.